There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, away we go. FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile, Monday style. Glad to have you along. Reminder, too, the telephone number. That's also the text number. The digits, 343-0106, 343-0106. Use that for a text or a call. And if you have the FM Talk 106.5 app, you can always use that talkback feature on the app. Sends the you can record a message, sends it to the inbox here. We can play it back on the air. I want to say a big thank you to everybody who came out for the G&D Farms Outdoor Expo. Great meeting so many of y'all over the weekend. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Plus, we got our winners from the drawings from Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to talk about as well. All right, you heard me say a couple things here to Jeff, and a lot in this first hour, maybe on through the show, of another assassination attempt, or at least the setup for it, on President Trump. Is this a new reality? I mean, like, do we need to have like a 7-1-1 number, you know, to call in with their, you know, how you'll have all these other numbers to get information out, or somebody did see something and said something? I think that's why we have the suspect in custody here. But I saw this on Twitter, I guess, today or something, that I think it is accurate, that Trump has now survived more assassination attempts than Kamala Harris has campaign interviews. And with that, I bring on our friend Todd Stacey from Alabama Daily News and Capital Journal. I think it's 2-2, right? Or maybe it's tie game. There we go.
Math is correct.
Yeah, it is. So it is. So, I mean, two interviews. Well, I guess she really just had the one interview and then the debate. So really, yeah, more assassination. I mean, this is crazy we're talking about this. I'm not ignorant that we've had, you know, assassination attempts over time in this country and, you know, assassinations. But remember I talked to you a couple of weeks ago? I said, isn't it weird that it's almost disappeared from the news cycle, what happened, you know, in Butler, Pennsylvania? I mean, that... In the past, maybe I'm remembering it incorrectly, but as a kid, when the assassination attempt went for Ronald Reagan, I think we heard about that. It was in the news for 6 months or a year or something like that, and maybe because of the trial or something. This seems like it's a weird time we're living in.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, we've talked about that, you know, before a couple times about the media kind of moving on. I don't know if it's necessarily the media. I think that's part of it, but... We don't just have a 24-hour news cycle. We have a hour-to-hour news cycle with Twitter, and that's kind of all of us. Whether you're like us in the news business, I mean, we've got all. If all I did was write articles about the assassination attempt back in July, then I don't think people would get pretty uninterested.
For sure,
and move on to other sources.
No, that's fair.
So that's part of it. The cycle, especially in this presidential campaign, moves very quickly. I mean, a week later, Biden dropped out off the ticket. That's a big story, you know. So, but look, the biggest thing to me, this is obviously a terrible situation. I mean, you know, you just have this sinking feeling of goodness gracious, again. But I got two problems. My first problem, besides just the fact that somebody wants to kill former president, possibly future president, I don't know how this guy knew that Trump was going to be on that golf course at that time. Now, hopefully we'll learn some more stuff. Why wasn't it cleared out better? But this was not on his public schedule. It wasn't like the rally. The rally was public.
You could find that out.
That guy had days to prepare to figure that out. This, you know, so we need to know exactly how did this guy know that they were doing this. And the other thing is, you know, more has come out about the fact that Trump just doesn't have the same level of protection as, you know, a president would or others. That probably needs to change. I think maybe in a normal election year, so probably the candidates don't have as much protection as the sitting president. I understand that. But we're not in a normal cycle, and he's already had one attempt on his life. Maybe you think about, you know, punching up that security detail and clearing the golf course and its surrounding property. So I'm not one of these that really makes up conspiracy theories and or even follows them. I think the Secret Service, the ones that were there, did a great job,
mm-hmm.
right?
They did.
Of identifying the shooter,
absolutely,
making sure the former president was protected. But why wasn't there a bigger perimeter? And how the hell did this guy know that Trump was going to be playing golf at that course at that time?
You know, the thing that gets thrown out there, and I saw this last night on social media, they say, well, you know, when the motorcade goes from Mar-a-Lago to the golf course, it's obvious who's in it. Okay, that's fine. But what and you're spot on. They're jumping past the how did you know he was there in the first place. I mean, if you were there laying, you know, in wait and said, okay, there goes the motorcade, that's probably got Trump in it, he's going to the golf course, that's fine. But how do you know to be laying in wait at Mar-a-Lago? You know, how do you know the time? I mean, that's the part that gets me, is how long have you been in the Palm Beach County there waiting for this to happen?
And, you know, I think we're actually probably going to figure a lot of this stuff out because they have the guy in custody. He doesn't seem like the quiet type, right? He's been he kind of thinks he's somebody anyway. So something tells me he's going to have something to say and we'll learn a lot. But again, if you are a nominee for president, the Secret Service, our country has a vested interest in protecting you. And so we've got some things to look at here in terms of making sure. Now, again, the very good news is that the protection worked.
Absolutely.
Secret Service did what they were supposed to do. Guy was identified, never had a chance of reaching the president. I think that's great.
But how did he get
there?
There
are some questions.
Yeah, exactly. And it also put the Secret Service in a situation there where there's, you know, they found it, but, and I agree, they did a good job. But why that perimeter wasn't back, you know, and I can't picture it. I don't know where the chain link fence is. I'm not going to try, you know, the internet's full of people that know everything. I don't know.
I got a lot of security experts on Twitter today.
Yeah. So I don't claim to be, but I just wonder, you know, would that perimeter be pushed back? And something you're saying too, I think is interesting, is there any ability to audible at Secret Service or any other federal groups? I would hope there is, because you could say, well, here's the normal protection afforded to a candidate. All right. And then, but here's Donald Trump, and he's had one attempt on him. So let's audible and provide something that's more than we normally do for, you know, a candidate. I mean, let alone a former president. It seems like that would be, even if, okay, here's the protocol for, here's how you protect the president. Okay, here's how you protect people that are running for office if they have this. In this case, you might say, this one needs some more protection. I mean, this one, let's ramp it up.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Also, you know, I could see a situation where they might advise, like, sir, it's just not the wisest thing in the world to play golf, you know, from now until the election and on a wide open, you know, golf course with a wide open views and things like that. That's probably a bad idea. But at the same time, he's supposed to be able to do what he wants.
That's why you have Secret Service, right? Because if you didn't and you were a famous person, you'd have to stay in a basement the whole time. You know, that's the beauty of having that protection, that you can actually get out and do things.
Right, yeah. I mean, so we don't know. But it's a really sad situation. I'm glad that you mentioned at the beginning that we do have a history of this in our country, and especially mm-hmm. if you go back to, you know, 60s to, like, early 80s. So you can start with Kennedy and go, you know, all the way.
And
really, you could go a lot further back than that if you went into the early 1900s and stuff like that. Political assassinations, or at least attempts, were pretty, you know, pretty common. That's where the Secret Service came from. You know,
well,
in the wake of the Lincoln.
Then you had, what, 20-something years later, you had Garfield,
right? Garfield.
And then you had McKinley, turn of the century.
He had Roosevelt. Teddy Roosevelt had an attempt on his life. To say nothing of all of the overseas things we've seen. So it's not like it's unprecedented. It is. We have precedent for this. It's just not good. You would hope that.
But it's just the back-to-back things. I think it's just within July to September. I mean, it's just it's a month and a half time. You know, I mean, it's wild.
Well, and you know, there's kind of a melding of this pot between, all right, the guy that shot Reagan wanted to impress Jodie Foster. So, I mean, he's just a Looney Tune, right? And I'm sorry if I'm
that's accurate.
Using an insensitive mental health phrase, but you know what I'm saying.
I do.
If that was the case, guy's off his rocker. And I would think that most anybody that was willing to try to kill a president is a little unstable, at the very least. The difference now is, you know, every town used to have a crank, you know, that was stupid and mean enough to go out and, you know, buy a gun and try to kill somebody. But those cranks were pretty isolated amongst themselves. You really had to go out of your way to meet other cranks. Now with social media and the internet, all those weirdos find each other online. And so their crazy ideas and crazy notions about how to do things don't seem that crazy anymore because others, you know, are saying the same thing. And that's what worries me about this new age that we're in is, you know, no matter how far out your, you know, beliefs are, you can find somebody on the internet that will, you know, solidify that or that agrees. And so that's what I worry about is this guy, you know, we'll let the investigation go forward, but with all that's already pretty public out there, this guy thought he was doing the country a favor by ending Donald Trump's life. And that's the mindset that is scary to me. And that's the mindset we need to avoid with our rhetoric and our politics.
Yeah, and so we were going to talk about that later on in the show. But it's just the idea, there's always people out there trying to do this. I'll often use the analogy of one magnet pushing against another. When you remove one magnet, the other one, you know, moves forward. We know these people are out there. And in this case, it's even more ramped up because of the rhetoric. That I'm not dogging the Secret Service here. They were doing their job, but just that you don't have even a bigger sterile area or whatever they call it around Donald Trump from now to, you know. And then, of course, the politics of this to hear, you know, I hate it this way because I tried to pick through it and try to be a fair arbiter. But people on the left, it was like either you heard there were left cranks out there cheering it or it's not a big deal. Move on. Trump probably did this to get attention for himself. You know, I've heard every spin on that. And it's just if this is where we are, we're that divided. Because, I mean, if somebody went after somebody who was somebody politically I disagreed with big time, I'd say you can't do that. I'm not cheering that.
I think a lot of that is. Well, first of all, it's completely inappropriate and completely stupid. It is worthy of your loathing and scorn. But I think a lot of people on the internet, whether it's Twitter, whether it's Facebook, whatever, Reddit, even email, they have this sense of like they can say anything because they're not actually talking in person. You probably wouldn't say that to somebody in person. I get, you know, emails all the time from weirdos that are cussing me out in person. And the minute I respond, they are really apologetic. Oh, well, look, I'm really sorry. I had a bad day at work. I really think that's part of it, which is you're hiding behind a screen and you think you have something clever to say, but it's actually really stupid. And again, I wish that wasn't part of our politics, but it's worth, again, looking at how we talk to one another, looking at the rhetoric we lose. And when you say we have to stop this guy or else our country is gone.
Yeah, I mean,
a lot of people might interpret that as like, oh, so you mean to me, if Donald Trump, who is leading in some polls, is elected, then our country won't exist. Well, I love this country. Got to do something about it. And that's why we should not be putting this election, no matter what side you're on, as the United States will no longer exist if this other person is elected. I think our country's bigger than that.
As well. And I often ask those people, I said, well, if that's true, then why are there Democrats out there working on their campaigns for the following cycle for 2028? If they think it's all gone, why are they working on 2028? You know, maybe you need to look to them and say, yeah, it's probably not all over there. Listen, we've run out of time, but there's so much I want to talk to you about. I do want to have people check out Capital Journal this week, because what you and I talked about last week, you did cover the Veteran Affairs situation, so people can get some more insight there, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think everything's been written so far about that. But yeah, we covered a lot of it on Capital Journal. Had a really good episode, so you can find that on YouTube. Those episodes air Friday nights at 7:30 and Sundays at noon. So we're working on our episode for this Friday. We'll see what happens. But yeah, you can go back and watch that on YouTube. Click the subscribe button so you won't ever miss an episode.
Yeah, and not to tell, yeah, I know Todd says, you know, it airs on Friday and Sunday, but you can watch it like Monday morning or whenever by doing the YouTube
thing. Yeah. Most people either record it via, you know, YouTube TV or watch it on YouTube, you know, but a lot of people watch it on Sunday too. But yeah, please watch.
All right, good deal. And people want to get signed up for the email. How do they do that?
It's really easy. Just aldailynews.com. You can sign up right there on the homepage. Enter your name and your email, and you'll be on the list.
All right, Todd, as always, man, I appreciate our conversations. We'll talk again next week.
All right, Sean, be good.
All right, there he goes, Todd Stacey. Coming right back, more Midday Mobile. Hey, joining us at about 12:35 to talk more about this, our congressman in AL1, Jerry Carl, will join us. I'll talk to him. Also, lots of texts and calls from you, so we'll get to those when we get back. Plus, cracking down on red light runners in the city of Mobile. Does it have anything to do with the light sinking on airport? I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there into the ether. Be right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 12:26, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. But through some of these texts here pretty quickly, Jerry Carl joins us in the next segment. Plus, coming up in hour number two, we'll draw those names for the bucket winners from the G&D Outdoor Expo this weekend. It's your time to win coming up, so hopefully you're at the edge of your seat. All right, to the text line, Squirrel Vereen said, now is the time for our local law enforcement to speak to the public about how they will investigate and not tolerate threats. Yeah, well, there, you know, a little bit about that coming from Foley High School, right? Squirrel Vereen says, I bet former President Obama has more security. I don't know. I mean, you think a former president should have equal amount. And then in the case of Trump, after there's been an assassination attempt, you would ramp it up. Fire Dog says, let's see, today still wanted by the government. They survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have former presidents who are posed to be the next Hitler, then no one else can help you. If the mainstream media can create them, then maybe you can hire the A-team and cue the theme music. He said, posting awful comments on Facebook and X, sort of like texting into a radio show with a random name on the line like Fire Dog. Oh, wait a minute. You called yourself out, Fire Dog. And let's see, this from unnamed texter said, internal leak, he needs more security detail and there needs to be some accountability. If this would have been for Kamala Harris, it would have been newsworthy for the next 3 months or up until the election. Adam saying, what is this about ceramic tiles in his backpack? The news is reporting it like it's normal to be carrying tiles with them. I have not seen that. I do have a stack of info we'll get to, Adam. I did not see that yet. Let's see, this from Avid says, once you realize that neither of the assassination attempts on Trump were lone wolf attacks, the context will become more apparent. You know, in this case, Avid, we have a chance to hear from this guy. And yes, I thought the same thing. I heard the people texting in earlier today about, will he make it, you know, will he get Epstein'd? But we'll be able to have, I don't think so. I think there are too many eyes on it right now. I think that would be even something too far to go. We'll be able to hear from this guy, his motivations for this. I am interested. I am interested in it to hear what he says. Mike says, it's because the sniper blew him away with no more to talk about. Oh, by saying about the first assassination attempt. Mike, I think there's a lot more to that, actually, than because that guy was, you'd say no more to talk about. I think there was a lot more to talk about with that dirtbag, the Butler, Pennsylvania dirtbag. And Mike goes on to say, Democrats are saying democracy will be destroyed by Trump. Once again, look no further than Democrats working on their campaigns for 2028 to tell you, do y'all really, I mean, if I was in an interview with them and they said, well, this is the end of democracy if he's elected, then why are you fundraising for 2028? let's see. Community Notes Wannabe said, why would the left want anything to happen to Trump? He's the easiest to beat. Oh, this is the old Biden thing, right? That Biden's the easiest to beat. Who would they run? Trump's got the support way more than anybody else who ran against him. And all right, we'll get to some of these checks later on. I appreciate it. LV saying ceramic towels make it bulletproof. I understand what the ceramic towels do, but I just don't know about the association with this guy with having ceramic towels. I will dig into this, and we will talk about it. Coming back, AL1's Congressman Jerry Carl joins me. We're going to talk with him about what happened in Florida.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 12:34, FM Talk 106.5. Midday Mobile on this Monday, joined by our Congressman, AL1's Congressman Jerry Carl. Congressman and I actually spent a second there during the news break coming off of what the text line had asked about LV and others talking about the plates and ceramic tiles. Congressman, you and I both talked. I hadn't seen the story. I Googled it then. So they said the suspect here had left behind in his belongings the GoPro, the rifle, the backpacks, and one ceramic tile that... It seems odd.
I don't
odd.
Know unless he's going. Yeah, unless he's going to slide it into his flap jacket and and use it for.
But you have multiple towels. It would be.
It'd be one in the front, one in the back. I mean, that's the way they're sold in pairs when you buy the armor itself. But one thing I want to caution everybody: most everything you're going to hear over the next 24, 48 hours is going to be a reaction to what people have seen or what they think. I always try to be very cautious on situations mm-hmm. like this until I get hard evidence. I'll get briefed tonight. We'll be in D.C. tonight and the conference. They should brief us a little bit as to what they know. But I want to take just a minute and thank God we got at least one Secret Service agent that was doing his job.
Yes.
He saw a barrel and he started shooting. So thank God for one good Secret Service agent, if nothing else.
No, I think that, I said that at the beginning of the hour or two that I think the Secret Service, I'm not here to dog them out, that they did, moving ahead and founding them. It's just, and I don't, I know the internet's full of people that know everything. I don't know the layout there. I don't know how far the security perimeter should be outside that fence. I don't know. I just think it's worth asking questions. But yeah, good on that agent.
Yeah, so I've been complaining, several of us have been complaining for a while about and I've expressed it to you, and I think on your show a couple of times. But the size of the force that travels with him is not many. He got off the plane in Montgomery, and there may have been four agents with him in Montgomery.
Wow.
When I greeted him in Montgomery one time. And I've seen him a couple times since then. It's been very low numbers. But that's an ex-president. I mean, he's a target. All ex-presidents are targets. You don't send four people to protect them. So we got to break down, obviously, in the Secret Service. They don't need more money. They need to be using the money they've got more wisely. I don't know how many agents there are. I was told it's around 12 to 1,500. And if they can't spare four more somewhere else and double the size of that security around that man, if they don't have the resources to put a drone in the air 24 hours a day around that golf course, he's going to play it probably one day a week. I mean, he's a creature of habit. I'm a civilian and I can come up with that much.
Yeah.
But there's going to be a whole lot more of this story than what we anticipate. I find he's just another left wing nut job. I've seen a lot of stuff. I don't want to get too deep in the weeds with, but they've all seemed to have several things alike. That we need to start looking at from a mental health illness.
There you go. Because there's people that are extremely left wing in this country and extremely white right wing in this country that aren't shooting anybody, right? So there's another part to this formula.
Oh, I totally agree, and we've got to start identifying those people. you know, you're going to Israel or some of these other countries, they're going to profile you when you get there. And we got to start doing more profiling. I don't care what the courts tell us. They say we can't profile. The heck we can't. We have to. We have to. If we're going to protect not just President Trump, but all of us.
Yeah. I was wondering, too, on the Secret Service side, Congressman, like, I can imagine there's, you know, you have the protection for the sitting president. Okay. And then you have whatever for the, you know, for an ex-president. I guess it's standardized, but you would think, and I'm just guessing because I'm a civilian, but then you go, okay, well, here's the what we give this ex-president, but now this ex-president's running for office, so then we would increase it by this much, whatever percentage it is, and then this guy had an assassination attempt, so we increase it again. It seems like there should be, I don't know if it's just government protocol, and like, well, this is what it is, or if there's flexibility to say, not only is it ex-president, it's ex-president who's running for office, and somebody already tried to kill him. So,
well, you're over Secret Service, and you messed up the first time. He almost got assassinated the first time. You don't think I'd be increasing the manpower around him? You don't think I'd be increasing technology watching him? I mean, I would have him wrapped up. Mm-hmm. And if you think the second time was the last time, there'll be a third time. I don't know, in the past I would have told you
I don't believe it. Now, absolutely, Congressman. I mean, I've done it twice now. It's a better chance of it happening again than not happening again, it seems like.
He's become a trophy to these left-wing whack jobs. I mean, he's a trophy. I mean, why do you think he want to video it? You know, he knew he was going to go to jail. He knew he was going to get killed, whatever. His video would go down into history, recorded in history, and people would watch it, for the next 100 years. So there's nut jobs that truly believe in that. And there's nut jobs that are chasing some of the congressmen and senators, too. I watched one of the congressmen in Atlanta. Had to get her off the plane and get her into a secure car and get her off the tarmac. I don't know what happened. Don't know what was going on, but obviously there was a death threat there. So they got her scooped up and got her out of there. But it's a crazy world out there, especially if you're in the political realm. We have to be very cautious about everything we do. We have to be cautious who we talk to and how much information we give out. But it's the price we pay to serve. And Trump realizes that. And that's what he's doing.
Hey, just joining us, talking to Congressman Jerry Carl. So you will be briefed tonight when in Washington on this. Then the next question is the politics of this. You know, it's I don't know where people are in the undecided ranks. I do believe people say there's no one that left that's undecided. I don't think that's true. I don't know them, but I think they are out there. Politically, how does this move the needle at all? Do you have any idea on that?
Well, you know, all of us Trump supporters and conservatives, I'm stunned. I mean, I'm almost numb on this one. He's a target, and he will be a target. We know about the ones that they publicly catch. We don't know. We never find out about the ones that they disarm before they have a chance to do it. So, I don't know. Politically, I don't know how it's going to play out. I don't think it's going to help his numbers or hurt his numbers, that's for sure. But I think we certainly should be talking more about mental health illnesses across this country in so many aspects, whether it's local or on the federal level. This is a good example. Again, there are so many similarities of these shooters, not just the president shooters, but also the shooters in the schools and public places, and we need to start focusing on that. Call it what it is: mental health issues. Let's get it. Let's start focusing on that.
What does that look like in legislation or policy? Do we already have the things? You know, often I will look at things that coming out of Washington and say, well, you know, if we were just enforcing the laws we had, we wouldn't need the new laws. But do we need new laws? And what would those look like? And who would be over this? How do you do this?
So many of the laws that we have are good laws. They're on the books. They just need to be reinterpreted, if that makes sense. We've allowed the left, especially in the environmental community, to interpret the laws that are on the books the way they want them interpreted, and we've all agreed, and we're going along with them. And I think this is one of them. Mental health issues is across party lines. I mean, we all have problems with it, so we need to readdress that. You know, when we do find something, and I'll share some stuff with you off air, but when we do find stuff that correlates and it's reoccurring. We need to call it what it is. You know, we need to look after Americans. Let's don't look after Republicans or Democrats. Let's look after Americans, because these are Americans that are being killed. So the mental health issue is something we've got to start focusing on. And from a political standpoint, we've got to have people willing to step up. Don't worry about the politics. I mean, say what it truly is. Let's save some lives. I promise you, one life is a whole lot is worth a whole lot more than my political career.
Congressman Jerry Carl, I've got to shift gears here for a second, and you mentioned environmental. I just think being out yesterday, I don't want to get into how rough it was in the Gulf of Mexico yesterday, but I was out there trying to, you know, catch some snapper. With you not being in office here after the end of your term, and several other parts moving on this, there's a worry in my ranks, at least a smaller group of people, about what could happen with, you know, it's been the nature of the pushback from the federal ranks that's given us the ability to even have state management, a snapper, and other things. What do you see in the future here? Who's going to pick up the baton?
Well, we're really working hard to try to get Mike Ezell over in Pascagoula, Moss Point, Gulfport area, the congressman over there, on natural resources. And if we can get him on natural resources, we can school him. And he's a big fisherman himself. I can school him on what I've done so far. The ace that I had, Sean, was being on appropriations. So I can play with people's numbers if they mess with it too much. You don't want to use it as a steering factor for big stuff, but little stuff, it's important. So, you know, the rice as well, that was targeted to shut the Gulf down from drilling.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that was about. So I used appropriations. I don't know where that's going. That boat you went out on, I don't know what the length is, but if it's 30 foot or plus, you know, it's going to go down to 10 miles per hour, no night movement if they get their way. So I don't know, to be honest with you. I have no idea where this is going once I leave. I hope Ezell's able to get on natural resources, and I hope he's able to steer it. We're trying to get Dell Strong on appropriations. He's out of Huntsville. If we can get Dell on there, we can certainly work with Dale. I plan on, you know, I'm still going to work with everybody up there. I may not be in office, but that didn't stop me from working with them on issues that we have here in the Gulf Coast.
What's your sense, speaking of back here and the newly drawn AL-2, national consequence? I mean, you've talked about national consequence in the House for AL-2, but this is, you know, this is, I don't know. I mean, some days I want to say this thing leans towards figures, some days towards Dobson. Most days I think it's a jump ball. What are you hearing from people in Washington, those people looking at it?
So Dobson can win. She can win very easily. But if the Republican parties and Republicans in District 2 don't get out and vote, you're going to get what you ask for. If you do not vote, you're going to get what you ask for. You're going to get a congressman that's going to toe the line of the Democrat Party. And I wrote a piece, and it came out today. I hadn't seen it published anywhere yet. But it talks about our immigration issues. It's all designed by the Democrat Party. And all these congressmen are going along with it. So when you've got migration building up in Coffee County, in a small community, in Talladega County, in a small community, that's directly because of the Democrat Party. They voted for that. So to vote for a Democrat in that district too, you're saying, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with them planting all those immigrants in our district of District 2. So I caution you, Republicans, if you're listening, and if you don't vote, don't say a word. You're the reason we're going to lose.
I think, and there's this issue here where people will feel good about, well, Trump's going to win Alabama. They may tell you right now they're going to go vote, but come, you know, election day, be like, well, you know, that's fine. But they forget the down ballot. They forget the down ballot.
Yeah, but I was going to say, Trump is not my worry.
I understand. I'm just telling you what I think people do.
And he will win Alabama big, but it's our responsibility. If you don't like Trump, go vote for District 2. Just don't vote for a president candidate at all. That's fine, but you've got to vote for District 2 if you're a Republican. Get your friends. Talk to your family. Go pick them up. I take my mother-in-law, my wife takes my mother-in-law to vote every time. There's some people that, you know, we need to help. We got to save this district, too. I'm telling you, Sean, it is so important for the Gulf Coast, because if we get it, we're going to have no representation. I'm worried. And we've got to hang on to district, too.
Congressman, I appreciate your time. I'm going to get you back on hopefully many times before November. So be ready, and we'll talk then.
God bless, Sean. Take care.
All right. There goes Congressman Jerry Carl. And we're coming right back. More of Midday Mobile right here on a Monday. 343-0106 puts us in touch.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
We also have to get to the arrest made here on the Iranian assassin, Pakistani national. Remember, we've been talking about this on the show for months and months and months. The FBI was like, oh, by the way, in all these other things, there also is an assassin in the country looking to recruit people, right? They were going to go after Trump and I think Bolton, Pompeo, others here over the Soleimani assassination. Get to that in a second. Grab some text here as well. Oh, my gosh, a big stack. Thank you for those. A lot of discussion about ceramic tiles, and one of my buddies who really knows this stuff, he said ceramic plates is, I think, the term here. This is good because we have to get this accurate. Ceramic plates that are in ballistic vests. But he had, like, here's the thing. As I see the news now, to everybody in this discussion, he had one, like, in a backpack. It didn't seem like it was, it didn't seem like he had the, right, the appropriate ballistic vest where they fit in. It just seemed like he had one. So I don't know. I think that's a bit of a red herring. I think it's interesting, but I mean, it wasn't in a vest, and people can buy those. It's not like you have to, you know, so I don't know why it was just in a backpack, not in a plate, in a vest. I don't know. I don't know that. Let's see here. Superbomb said, I guess in responding to Community Notes Wannabe, who said, why would the left want anything to happen to Trump? He's the easiest to beat. Supermom said, if Harris could beat Trump in a fair election, then why do they keep trying to take Trump out? If I were Trump, I'd get my own security life yesterday. You think they were talking about Blackwater this morning. The morning show, get Prince and his group in the mix. Eric Prince. Supermom goes on to say, I would not depend on the Secret Service or the FBI. They've proven themselves inept, culpable, and possibly in on these threats. Let's see. Jason says, maybe we can get him one of those camo Harris Walls hats. I hear they're cheap. Yeah, you know, that's the whole thing. Because, you know, it's a camo hat. Because everybody wears camo hats is going to vote for. I saw that too, Jason. I don't know if they're selling it. Although, listen, Jason, they may sell them because, you know, the kids like to wear the camo, like for looks or something like that. It's like a hip thing. It's like what they did to. Remember what they did to Carhartt clothing that I've been wearing since I got my grandparents to give me my first jacket when I was a kid, because that's what my pap wore. The hipsters all wear Carhartt, so now Carhartt's way expensive. Terry says not all ceramic tiles are bullet resistant to rifle bullets. They need to be a certain type of material to stop rifle rounds. Bob said, couldn't the president use private operators to be on his detail? I wouldn't see why not, but he's a free citizen. You can pay the money and have Blackwater. I think, Bob, unless there's something that, because Secret Service, I don't know. Part of me just says, well, of course you can. You're a private citizen. You can pay to have private security, but maybe there's something I don't understand. This texture says Biden can spare some of his Secret Service since he's on the beach. Although that'd be a tough place to protect you too, right? Because people come out of the water. Let's see, this unnamed texter. Trump's a trophy to the system. Politicians need to be scared. Trump ain't. It's similar to what Congressman Carl just said. More unnamed texters. A bunch of y'all give yourself a handle here. Name or nickname or something like that. Said there's a legitimate concern for Trump's safety, but Trump posted Obama address and made fun of the attack on Pelosi's husband. We should show concern for all. I would agree with that, unnamed texter. Like I said in the conversation, I don't think it's okay at any level, for no matter who it is. I mean, pick whoever it would be that I most disagree with politically out there. I think they should be safe. I think their First Amendment right should be protected to say things that I might not like. Let's see. Oh, my gosh, so many. Mike says, just look how many people they were put out of Searcy. Oh, yeah. Well, listen, that conversation goes way back, doesn't it, Mike? When then-Governor Bentley decided to just kind of close down the state's responsibility on a lot of those hospitals and say, hey, we'll let the counties and municipalities deal with that. It's taken a long time to try to get that straight, for sure. Rock and Roll Doctor says, why does Jerry think government can fix mental health? What does government do well other than some of the military? Expecting results from government actions on mental health is like thinking the Secret Service is well managed. Sean says, this guy, obviously a sheep-dipped CIA asset. All right, so, and let's see. Grant says, I did private security over assets, and we never, and I mean never, had less than six on a team. We were working for NBC, laugh out loud. Their rules about weapons are insane. While trying to protect their people and crew, it's beyond silly. David says, I heard that the Proud Boys have already offered their services for protection to Trump. Oh, my gosh, that'd be the last thing I'd take if I'm Trump. Yeah, there's some of those guys, you see some of the videos of them, and you're like, guys, just go find a new hobby. Go play Parcheesi or something. And Pat said, so Trump could get his own private security and the government would pay him up to $1 million a year rather than to have Secret Service. Is that how it works? Pat, I'm ignorant to how that works. Like, so many things that go on in the political cycle these days, I generally have to go digging for answers to questions. And we'll do that. Come right back. More of your calls and texts. Plus, yeah, the Pakistani man who's now pleading not guilty to the assassination plot charges. That's on the way. And, get ready. The Red Light Blitz Traffic Enforcement Program coming to the city of Mobile. That and a whole lot more on the way. Hour number two, coming up.